The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available as always on iTunes, Stitcher, and nfl.com/shek.
S-H-E-K, shek, shek, shek.
Yeah, you may notice a little difference in audio quality. That's because we are not in the friendly confines of Studio 66. Maximum strength. No, we're on Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona, in front of Super Bowl 49. I am joined, and I will say hello to them momentarily, by a couple of our favorites all year long. You heard Handsome Hank and Drew Statton. They're here for the final go-round of the Red Challenge Flag segment. We'll get to that in just a second, where we pick the Super Bowl winner. In the meantime, I want to mention a couple of things to you. First of all, Shek Report will be available, or probably is available, by the time you are listening to this. Tuesday night, it will be up on NFL.com, and good times there on media at the Media Day. It's our fifth anniversary of doing that. Had good fun as usual. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Super Bowl Live, me, Matt Money Smith, Molly Karam, Adam Rank doing the show. Again, I think for the fifth year in a row, or maybe this is our fourth year. I can't remember. Either way, always a good time on Radio Row. All sorts of football dignitaries and Hollywood dignitaries to boot. That show available for you Eastern time, 1 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 4 p.m. Of course, that means 10 to 1 on the West Coast. And then on Friday, 2:30 to 5:30 Eastern. And that means, you can do the math on that, I believe 11:30 in the a.m. On the Pacific time. I'm a little tripped up by it because we're on mountain time, and it throws me off, really. But let's talk about all of it. It's already, the time is already gay, and it's only Tuesday at the time of this recording. It only figures to get that much better. Let's say hello to our main man here. I just pointed out to him, and he swooned. A Larry Zonka. Aqua number 39. His favorite team is the Miami Dolphins, after all. Here he is from London, England, everybody. It's Handsome Hank.
He's Handsome Hank. He's Handsome Hank. He's Handsome Hank.
Hello, Handsome. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you, Dave. It's great to be here. Do you know how I know we're in Arizona?
Tell.
On the set right next to me is a fake cactus made out of the sponges that you scrub your dishes with in the kitchen.
Why? I always wonder, is that patronizing, but they're putting them out?
Like, yeah, no,
I think, in Phoenix, I think they embrace.
They definitely do.
You know, their favorite colors down here seem to be, they really love aqua, turquoise. A lot
turquoise
of their artwork
is good,
involved.
And then sand. There's also another color that's very popular around here.
Yes, but so far, good times for us. And also, let's say hello to the NFL media's statistician, who always brings that bad statitude. Here he is, everybody. Drew Statton, how are we, fella?
See, I'm trying to make sure that people are a little unaware and unsure of where we are. That's why I went cable knit cardigan.
Right.
For this podcast.
I'm going to take a picture and put it out there. It really, you have on some getup today. You have on a bow tie and an old man cardigan sweater to beat the band.
See, I like to pack for the Super Bowl one time. I did it last year, and I just bring those same clothes every
year. Yeah, you packed for a cold weather Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, I want to dig into all the stuff going on here. First of all, I bring it up on the Shek Report, but the Marshawn Lynch stuff, it's what's on my brain right now. Is this on him at this point, or is it on the people, the droves of people that line up on Media Day? You have 1 hour to talk to these fellas. What? Who bothers to go and try and get in line, get in queue to get one question with Marshawn Lynch? You can't complain about what he has to say at this point. You know what he's going to do, right?
He's a crowd pleaser, and he pleased the crowd.
The belly aching. Well, I mean, but I heard many people over the last few hours complaining about Marshawn Lynch. This isn't funny what he does. Hey, how about this? Just avoid him. What do you think he's going to do?
Well, what's also great, too, is the whole debate about whether he's going to get into the Hall of Fame and, like, who votes for players to go into the Hall of Fame. The media, who's clearly making no friends with. So, you know, good luck when that case is, you know, is made one day that, no, I was a great guy.
It just goes to show how infallible the voting process is. Wait, he wasn't nice to me a decade ago, therefore I'm not going to vote
for
him.
He's out.
So, yes, the Seahawks have arrived. The Patriots, as you know, have arrived. Great stuff on Monday, I think. I'm no Patriots lover. I'm no Patriots fan. I must say, if I were, though, I would be the last, the 24 hours from them getting on the plane and then landing in Phoenix, I would be over the moon with excitement about this. Bob Kraft stands up. Brady and Belichick are my guys. They're my family. Brady and Belichick talk the same sort of stuff. Don't you just, I have, all of a sudden, I feel like the Patriots are going to win 57-0.
Right. Well, if you wanted to create an us against the world mentality, they had everything laid out for them, and Belichick just delivered on it. I mean, it truly is like everyone's at war with the Patriots, and he can feed that to his team all week long, and maybe that's what gets them the win here.
It is interesting. Is that the frame? Yeah, they really transitioned, because if you would have said to me, you know, about a week ago, Greg Rosenthal, of course, from around the NFL, and in fact, be on the lookout for their, I think they're doing 3 podcasts this week, so make sure you're looking out for those, and I think they'll do some video stuff as well, made a great point. The last time that there was, some stuff going on with Spygate, look at how the Patriots performed in the ensuing 2 or 3 months from then. They were positively dominant, as dominant a stretch as you've seen from an NFL team. So that would lead you to believe that the Patriots are gonna destroy the Seahawks. But then it started to get a little bit sad almost. I started to feel bad for Tom Brady, as much as I can feel bad for a multi-millionaire handsome devil who's married to a model and wears 3 Super Bowl rings. As much as I can feel bad for someone in that position, I started to, because it was because he felt sad. In fact, he said his feelings were hurt. But he seems to have turned now, and the whole team is rallying around it. I love it. I mean, what's more likely at this point, a Seahawks blowout or a Patriots blowout?
You want stats?
Yeah.
I got none.
You got no stats? No. What are you doing here this week?
No, I mean, I think you're right. And just imagine if anyone, you know, if anyone respected the Seahawks, how, you know, how they do. You got two teams that love to throw that card around. Like,
this really is the all-timer, right?
Yeah, all-timer.
This is, I mean, I say it all the time. There, in the last quarter century, no team has won a title without claiming after the fact, no one outside this locker room believed in us. But it has really peaked here and now. I don't think you can ever claim. What is it exactly, Seahawks, that makes you think no one believes in you? Is it that you're the reigning champions, or was it getting the number one seed this year? Or everybody on television and otherwise picking you to win the NFC title game? Save Damashek and a few others. But, I mean, everybody picked you. What leads you to believe when you see all that nobody believes in you? In fact, I addressed it with Doug Baldwin, and he accepted my apology that I didn't believe in him before, but now does. But I told him, now I do believe in you. And then somehow that led him to threaten to kick me in the shins.
I follow that.
Brandon Browner, also be on the lookout for this on the Sheck Report, also mentioned, also asked me, he didn't, or questioned how I worked at the NFL. Which I didn't, you know, I agreed with, and then I told him, you know, hey, guess what? I'm not in charge of the hiring. Don't look at me, you know. So, anyway, a couple things from the preceding few days here. Pro Bowl, Odell Beckham is terrific. How do you feel about, fellas, Odell Beckham saying, after it's all said and done, that he's played the entire season with a partially torn hamstring? What does this make you think?
I look forward to seeing him when he's completely healthy.
I think it's a sour grapes out of a rookie. Fine. So you didn't have a very good rookie season. Just come back better next year.
Exactly.
But you know, the other thing is, really though, you know, what's the need to say this, Odell Beckham? How do you think it makes it everybody with healthy hamstrings feel?
It makes me feel terrible. And I've had two good hamstrings my entire life. And yeah. I can't throw a spiral like I said last week.
It also begs the question, if nobody believes in these supreme athletes, then I really am in trouble, because who would possibly believe in me? The other thing is, regarding the Pro Bowl, is the performances of Jimmy Graham, really Jimmy Graham more than anyone else, but Matt Stafford's the MVP. I always see this. I've had that experience where my guys have a bad season, but then they play well in the Pro Bowl. Right. It's confusing. How would you feel if you're a Saints fan today watching that, or when you watch the Pro Bowl? Hey, Jimmy, great. We're glad you got the dunk one over the goalpost there when in an exhibition game.
To be fair to Jimmy, the 16 games he played prior to this, the other team was playing some defense, and I think that might have been the difference in the Pro Bowl.
I also want to know, what does Matthew Stafford do now with his GMC automobile when he plays for a team that's owned by the Fords.
Ooh.
Are they going to do it? Are they going to like comp him an F-150? Do a trade?
Yeah, that's a.
I can't imagine he can be seen around the streets of Detroit riding around in a GMC.
I wanted to bring something up that I think would be a great thing. Handsome, you've got a little more sway than I do, or Drew Statton, for that matter.
I have no sway, so...
No. Your star is clearly on the rise here. Nope. You almost weren't available to do the Red Challenge flag pick segment here.
Yeah, I'm glad booking was able to clear my schedule.
The hi-hat. Yeah, who are you to give me the hi-hat on the DDFP? Now, here's a great idea that I think would make... The NFL playoffs are the best playoffs. I think we can agree. Although that college football one was not bad, and I've been telling you for more than a year that would be juicy stuff, and it was pretty good. But the NFL postseason is the best system there is. But you know Cousin Sal from the Kimmel Show. He's on Grantland now. He's a pick-making master on ESPN these days. He floated what I thought was an awesome idea. The two teams that get a bye in the postseason on Sunday night of Wild Card Weekend get to announce who they want to play the following week.
Ooh, I like that.
Think about this. Think about that now. Think how cool that would go. So this year it was the Ravens beat the Steelers and the Colts beat the... Who'd the Colts beat in the Wild Card? Why can't I think of who that was? The Bengals. So, all right, so the Colts...
That's why you can't think of who it was.
That was a great performance. I'm glad Andy Dalton. I wonder how he feels. Does he feel happy now, ultimately? I got that call for the Pro Bowl? Thrilling. Everybody... Here's Andy Dalton's week last week. Sitting at home, all right, I didn't make the playoffs. I mean, I lose another playoff game. I didn't make the Pro Bowl, obviously. The phone rings after 17 QBs back out of it. He gets the call. Hey, you're in the Pro Bowl. Terrific. I'm going. Then... the social media explodes with insults about him. Then he goes out and validates all those insults. Yeah. Probably getting on the plane like, would have been better if I just wouldn't have answered the phone last week, in hindsight.
Exactly. I wish Drew Statton had answered his phone.
Does that count as continued postseason play by Dalton? Does that go on his record?
Interesting.
You're the research guy. You should know that.
It's a stat.
Poor prime time, at least. Yeah, continues his bad his bad streak in prime time. So imagine that. So think back, 3 weeks or so ago. The Ravens win, the Colts win. Sunday night is winding down. This wouldn't logistically be an issue either. You could really do
this
thing.
You could make it happen.
Yeah, this wouldn't be, like, how would this happen? Doesn't make a difference because you don't know where you're going until the last game is played on Sunday. So, all right. So now instead of 60 minutes or whatever comes on at night or you're watching the post game, instead, it goes on. I mean, everything's about events now. You know, the Pro Bowl draft is an event that didn't exist a couple years ago, and now people all watch it. The combine, now the draft is in prime time on the weekends and everything. Here's an event. I hope the commissioner is listening. I assume he is.
He probably is. So you could call it the divisional playoff draft. You're drafting the team that you want to play.
How cool would it be? So... Bill Belichick gets up to the podium on Sunday night from Foxborough, and we've weighed all our options. You know, it's the Indianapolis Colts, who we played earlier this year, or it's the Baltimore Ravens. We've had trouble with them in the past. Mulling that over, first of all, talk about the draft day war room. Imagine that. Bob Kraft in there. Maybe Brady gets to be in there. The Kibitzin about, like, what's a better matchup? Trying to figure all that out. And we have decided to go with... the Indianapolis Colts. How great would that be? The viewing parties in Indianapolis to see where they're going. The chip on the shoulder that would create. Oh, you want us, Patriots? Well, you got us. How fun would that be? I think it would make it even better.
I love it.
Let's make it so.
All right. I'm all in.
I think maybe Cam Chancellor was wrong. That's why you have a job at the NFL Network. Or was it Brandon?
Why, because I can steal my friends' ideas?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it then, fellas. Because Black Tie, whose voice you cannot hear, he's not behind the glass. He's, in fact, in a whole nother another building,
where is he?
I haven't a clue where he is. But I think he's in a truck somewhere. He's in a control truck of some sort. Well, you can give him your best. He can hear you. We just can't hear him. Although, I can. He's droning in my ear. Got to get to the pick.
Debbie, you got to get to the pick check. Come on, get to the pick now. You get to the Red Challenge Flag Super Bowl pick segment.
Oh, pick reminds me. Football Baby has made his pick. You can
really
see that on Friday on NFL on Super Bowl Live, somewhere in between the hours of 2:30 and 5:30 Eastern. You can look for that. Oh, before we go to the Red Challenge Flag, so Football Baby has made his last pick of the season, just in the nick of time because he can barely not tip up. I mean, he holds himself up so well now. If we had to go another 2 or 3 weeks, we'd be in some real trouble. Uh-oh, Handsome's rummaging through the courtesy bag they gave me.
I thought there might be some food in there.
No, but they did give me that bag on the way out of Media Day, and much to my shame, you'll find that I stole three waters from the NFL thing. I'm not allowed to have a water. I can't have to take a bottle of water back to my room or three.
This is
nice,
National
that one.
Football League. They can't just afford to hand out water to you.
I'm trying. Yeah, and you know what? They also want to know, Drew Statton, they're outraged that you have no stats. What happened to you?
Who's
you
outraged?
Came in the first 2 or 3 weeks. You were a go-getter. Then
right,
you just stopped showing up with stats.
We haven't had a stat in 10 weeks.
At least 10 weeks. I don't know.
Maybe he'll bring one to the Red Challenge Flag
Maybe.
Segment. Let's
don't
see.
Count on it.
Let's get to the Red Challenge Flag segment then. We'll jump into it now. But real quick, though, shout out to the people up in the Northeast with that miserable snow. 3 feet of snow. Did it end up being 3 feet? All I could think is, though, because I'm a selfish human being, is can you imagine what would have been if that snow, because remember, that was the talk, like what's going to happen if there's a massive snowstorm at the Super Bowl? That was
right.
1 year ago. If it had been the same week, we would be sitting in snow, and we would be literally, you know, like Escape from New York style. We'd be out on that island of Manhattan, unable to leave. No one would be able to get in. How crazy a thing would that be? Although, then again, maybe it would be super fun. We'd be frolicking in the snow.
I have nothing to say about the people that are snowed in. I would like to remind them. I'd like to remind them that
we're entertaining them. No, they're trying to pass their time through this miserable situation.
They have a choice of where to live.
Wow.
And they choose to live there.
I see that, but I hear people say that all the time. I can't imagine how obnoxious that must sound to those people.
No, move to LA, and then you can come to Arizona and you can wear cardigans in 80 degree weather.
Yeah, Phoenix,
and
Arizona.
Sweat through this couch.
Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona is also a nice warm climate. And I must say, the downtown area has more going on than I anticipated. And in fact, Handsome and I have to go on. I don't know where yet. We've talked about a place called the Henry. It makes sense that Handsome Hank would want to go there. But we do have to go on one of our dinners to continue our culinary tour across these United States. But it is time, fellas. Let's get to it. The Super Bowl edition of the Red Challenge Flag segment.
Red Challenge Flag Minutes.
All right, fellas. You know, maybe next year we should really try to keep track and see how everybody does with their picks.
Let's do that next year. I know Black Tie is interested in...
Make a note if you can hear my voice here, Black Tie. Let's get into it. And Black Tie is worried. He's already... It's just now washing over him the idea that there is a decent chance that we will still be doing this show in a year from now. Can you imagine how that must rip his heart out to think about that? How deflating that must feel, you know? So anyway, let's get into it now. And you know what? I'm going to have some fun here. I'm going to throw a little wild card. In my ear, Black Tie, we'll all make our picks. It's Drew Statton versus Handsome Hank in the official Red Challenge Flag. But just so they all get on record, Black Tie, what is your pick? Seattle or New England? Black Tie says the sexy deep ball thrower, Russell Wilson, and his pals will win it. By the way, at Media Day, we also did go up to Russell Wilson and kibitz with him a little bit about his sexy deep ball. He threw in overtime to beat the Packers, and he was, usually Russell Wilson, so low-key and modest. Not on this day. He said,
"Really?
I do throw a sexy deep ball. I like it." He's coming out of his shell a little
bit. I bet Black Tie was excited about that.
He was over the moon, yeah. Black Tie, actually, for the Sheck Report, suggested maybe there's something you could do with the sexy deep ball. I said, there's really not a place for that. We're just doing this for you and for the show. But anyway, all right, let's get to it. Who wants to go first here? You know what? Age before beauty, and that cardigan sweater is a beauty. That much is for sure. Handsome Hank, your pick, Seattle Seahawks, New England Patriots, Super Bowl 49. Choose.
Wow, I feel like Football Baby. That's exciting. I'm choosing the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
All right. Drew Statton, how say you?
Well, it would be really boring if I said the Patriots, right?
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing I don't believe that the Patriots are going to win. I'm taking my red flag out. I'm throwing it at Hank.
Yeah! So wait, I'm cheering.
Because
people suggested online that we should not do the red challenge flag segment for the Super Bowl unless there was going to be
This is as 50-50 as a Super Bowl gets.
Drew Statton, it's your floor. Go ahead and tell us why the Seahawks will win the Super Bowl.
It has nothing to do with either of these teams.
Good. That's a good starting point for reasoning.
So here's no stats.
This is a stat. In the last 8 Super Bowls that have been played in Arizona and California, NFC team has won 7 of the 8.
What kind of stat is that? That's a nonsense stat.
You didn't know that.
No one knew that. I didn't know it. That's a classic example, though, of trivial versus trivia. Who cares?
I care. I just said it.
It was also during a period of time when the NFC dominated. They kept playing Super Bowls. And there hasn't been a Super Bowl in L.A.
Look, Hank, if you want to badmouth my stats, you have to throw out the stats.
All right, I'll still throw out a good
one. He's not employed as a statistician.
That's valid. What does Hank do? Besides this podcast.
Handsome, go ahead.
I think the Patriots are coming out with this us against the world mentality. I think that's what Belichick loves to give his team, and that's why I think they're going to win it. I also I love story arcs and storytelling, and I do truly believe, the Patriots dynasty began, all those years ago now with Belichick and Brady together, and I think this is the one that sort of caps it all off and they ride off into the sunset. Not literally, it's not happening yet, but this is the last time that they're going to win.
Do you imagine, I really do wonder if, I don't have a read, obviously, I don't know the man Belichick, although I did find it off-putting that he wore flip-flops to media day.
That's fine.
No. I spoke out against that strongly when Mike Smith wore his Tevas on Hard Knocks. I can't, I have to stick to my guns. I can't say it's okay for Belichick to do it. Either way, I can't get a read on the guy, but this feels, maybe with a little bit of time, if they win the Super Bowl, big celebration back in Boston, so on and so forth, and maybe the league comes back and says, we didn't find anything, and then it's water under the bridge, and the raw emotions go by. But on the other hand, I wonder if it's just sort of like, I'm done dealing with it. What more can I do? 4 Super Bowls, maybe he could consider calling it quits. I'm not sure about that. I love the story. It's hard for me to say I love the story, but there is something nice of, 14 years ago they win a Super Bowl. That's a good stat. There can't be anything like that, winning a Super Bowl 14 years. Yeah,
right.
That's got to be by far and away the biggest range.
Brady, it's the longest.
It's a nice, it would be a nice thing. And on the other hand, as I've said before, it's good for the NFL. It's good to have a mini little dynasty for the Seahawks. If they would string two together, and it's a fascinating matchup, a conflict, Tom Brady and Gronk versus that secondary. It's fascinating stuff. But you know what? The ATNFL guys are waiting. There's Hanzu, Sessler, Rosendahl, and Wessling waiting in the wings
guys
to jump up here. So we'll wrap it up here. The thing I will say is, and of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg for us this week. Sheck Report, the Super Bowl live show again, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Just flip on your computer, your phone. Where else, Hanson?
Tablet.
NFL
your
Now.
TV.
Dan Mashek, Matt Money Smith, Adam Rank, Molly Karam, and a host of great guests, one of whom I know for fact on Wednesday, our friend, Ike Taylor. Can't wait to
come.
He's coming here tomorrow. We'll be sitting here. So that'll be fun. On Wednesday, he'll be here, and we'll be kibitzing about the football. One thing's for sure. Everybody keeps saying, can't we move past this deflated ball business? I think we have now for the week. I think Tom Brady did a good job of shutting it down, Kraft, Belichick. This week is about football, and if you really do think about it, I'm still a little bummed about the Packers. I'm heartbroken for them, but is a great matchup. The 21st century pseudo-dynasty against this emerging dynasty. Fascinating matchup. Wilson v. Brady. So many great storylines there. So it's going to be fun to pour over those over the next few days here in the run-up. Make sure you're looking at NFL.com. Handsome and his gang have many great things planned for you to look at and to analyze this one and have some fun. Ooh, speaking of which, remember long ago I did my 7 billion people on the face of the earth and we can't find 32 QBs? We did that as a video from the classroom, Professor Damashek holding court on why we can't find 32 good quarterbacks. So also be on the lookout for that. And we have a new NFL coming up for you. So much to look forward to. But Black Tie is now officially yelling, we have to wrap. But we're wrapping up right now. We'll be back. Oh, more podcasts, though. Also be on the lookout with some of the best of the interviews that we get here. So, all right. Be on the lookout all week long. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.